It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back to another week of the PowerMizzou.com podcast. First week of the offseason. Been a busy time, but special guest we're happy to welcome in this week, a legend at Mizzou and recently retired after 14 years in the NFL, Justin Smith, joining us this week. Justin, how you doing, man?
Good, real good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time. And first question, I mean, in your profession, you're retired at 36 years old, so what are you doing with yourself now?
Well, I'd be pretty bored if I didn't have three little boys. They're keeping me pretty busy. Playing football, you know, I really wasn't around a whole lot, and I'm just now figuring out exactly what it's like to be around and be around those little guys all the time and the work that's involved with it. So it's been good.
Yeah, different kind of busy, but if anything, what do you miss about it your first year out of the league?
I mean, to be honest, nothing. I was fortunate enough, lucky enough to play as long as I did. And, you know, I got, especially my last couple of years, got to really take a deep breath, look around, enjoy it a little bit, because usually you don't enjoy playing. You know, you're just head down, going full tilt and not paying attention really what you're doing. So I got to enjoy it, look around, and smell the roses, I guess. And, you know, it was time to move on.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask you, I mean, every athlete or every coach says once you start thinking about it, it's time to retire. How'd you kind of know?
I was real lucky not to be injured early on. You know, I saw a lot of great players other people didn't know they were great players because they never got to see them play. But I saw tons and tons of guys that I thought could have been great players that got their careers ended by injuries or really even before they started. And I was lucky not to have that. And mine came late on in my career, you know, nothing terrible with my legs or nothing, but I tore my tricep and then my shoulder got dinged up. And, you know, I just knew it was time, you know, and I was just fortunate that it happened at the end, not the beginning. So,
Yeah.
No beefs about that.
wanted to ask you, I've seen a lot of people kind of debate this since you retired, and you don't strike me as the kind of guy that would spend a minute thinking about it, but I've seen a lot of people saying, is Justin Smith a Hall of Famer? Have you thought about it at all? Is it important?
I mean, you know, a lot of those guys, that's all they think about, and they're worried about it. You know, I've been to some charity events where there's a lot of Hall of Fame guys around, and you know, it doesn't make one difference to me at all, to be honest with you, which is good because it probably won't happen anyway. So that's up to beat writers and the people who vote that stuff in anyway. So it really makes me no difference.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you as we kind of transition to some Mizzou stuff, which obviously that's going to be the main people listening to this, but a couple of guys that you had a chance to be around a little bit and actually maybe not be around the second one. I can't remember when he got to San Francisco, but Missouri guys, wanted to ask you first of all about Alden Smith and what you've seen in him and obviously the troubles he's gone through. And then also about Blaine Gabbert, who's now playing pretty well out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Blaine has been tearing it up. You know, I actually became pretty good friends with Blaine out there. And usually D linemen and quarterbacks don't, but he's just that type of guy. You know, he's got that energy. He's a dude in the locker room that is approachable. You know, some guys get in the league and they're quarterbacks or a wide receiver or cornerbacks. So usually those three positions, they can kind of get full of themselves and kind of alienate themselves, and he was just a cool dude, and people always were rooting for him, pulling for him, and he got a shot, and man, he's making the most of it. It's awesome.
And we read a lot about Alden saying you kind of tried to take him under your wing for a little bit, and I mean, obviously the talent's there. If he gets things straightened out, do you still see a kid that can be a great player?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the hardest part with the NFL is, you know, you're 21 years old. They sprinkle a bunch of money on you, and they tell you not to get in trouble. I mean, and usually on that side of the ball, it's a different attitude. You're wired different. And most of those guys on that side of the ball are, and you kind of have to be to do the job, and it's just hard. And nowadays with Twitter, Facebook, camera phones, I'm not saying that's why he got in trouble. That wasn't right. his case, but it's just that type of things that get you in trouble, and you know, that's what happened to him, and it's unfortunate. And he's still got time. You know, he's a young dude. I think he's got a year suspension. That's right.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, gives him a year to clean himself up, get his mind right, get focused, and, you know, that just comes naturally being 26, 27 on down the road, too. So that should help him. And I mean, get back in the league and get his mind focused, man. He could be dominant if that's what he's wanting to do.
Talking with former Missouri Tiger Justin Smith, and wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, your college days in the alma mater. First of all, you came out of high school in Jeff City a little bit before people really got interested in recruiting and following it closely. Were you always going to Missouri?
Or,
yeah, no doubt. Guys like me would have been calling you when you were 17 every night asking where you were going to school. But, I mean, were you always going to Missouri, or was there like a close second? What do you remember about that process?
I mean, the main thing for me was they were the first to offer me. I also thought, you know, I got a chance to really go there and play. You know, it's not Nebraska, it's not Ohio State where they redshirt you. You know, a lot of the teams I talked to, they're like, we're going to redshirt you. It's just what we do. We don't care if you're good enough to play or not. And I was just kind of under the impression that I could play. And they were the first to offer me, and that was pretty much it. And, I mean, it being 30 minutes up the road definitely was a factor at the time, too. So, you know, glad I made that decision. I enjoyed my time there, a lot of good friends, and didn't win as much as we'd like to, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it appears it worked out okay for you. So, what you overlapped with Barry Odom for a couple years at Mizzou. You know, just kind of your thoughts on him now being the head coach at 39 years old at Mizzou?
Well, I mean, the first thing about Barry, well, he always looked older. He was always kind of balding even back then, you know. I was teasing him about that. But, you know, he was just like a mature guy at 20 years old. You know, guys would, you know, he's one of the dudes, he was a linebacker. You know, dudes would quit horsing around when he came in the locker room as a 20-year-old linebacker. You know, he always had that presence about him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what it takes to be a head coach. You know, you got to have that seriousness about you. You got to have that singular focus all the time. I wouldn't be a very good head coach. I don't think I could maintain that mindset all the time. You know, my mind wanders more than that. But he's got what it takes, and I think they made the right decision. I mean, I was just around him a little bit this year, a couple weeks, and just watching him operate as a coach, I thought it was pretty impressive.
Speaking of coaching, I have seriously, since the day you retired, I'm not sure I've gone a day without someone asking me, would Justin Smith ever want to get into coaching and coach at Missouri? Do you have any interest in that or not?
I mean, who knows what a couple years does, you know? Maybe. But as of right now, I don't see it. You know, I'm fresh out of the game. It would just be – I think I'd be too much in the mindset of I'm still a player and talking to these young guys because, I mean, you got to remember, I was just playing with guys that were this age of seniors coming out, and they drove me nuts. So,
yeah,
you know, they didn't listen. They didn't understand what I was saying half the time, and it's just like, I have no time for it at that point. So I just think it'll be a while of me being out of the game. And then maybe I could see myself getting into it. But as of right now, no, there's no interest at all.
What about your kids? Like, you coach peewee football or anything?
I don't have them in peewee football yet. I got a little farm out here, just kind of having them work and do little things like that. There's enough time to play sports as you get older. But, you know, half the time when you're in peewee stuff, the coaching's terrible. The techniques are terrible. And you're just kind of wasting your time anyway. I'd rather work a little bit out on a farm, learn some stuff out here before they start doing that.
Yeah. Does any of them not playing football yet have anything to do with – I mean, you can't turn on the TV without talking about concussions and whether football's safe or not. Any of it have to do with that or not?
No.
I didn't figure so.
That whole thing, I think, is a blown-up joke. Yes, I believe that there are some cases where guys have brain injury, brain trauma. I mean, you're running into each other with your heads. I mean, something's going to happen. But I think it's very isolated incident, and, you know, it's a money grab, in my opinion. So it's a shame what's happening to football, though. I see the reports of peewee football, youth football. The numbers keep going down, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, it seems like.
And I think, what, there's a movie coming out, Concussion.
Christmas Day,
like,
yeah.
You know, I went to a movie with my kid the other day. I saw the preview. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. So it's a shame. I mean, it's just there. A lot of people are just trying to kill the golden goose, and it's there to be killed. So it's crazy.
I promise I wouldn't take too much of your time, so just a couple more here. I want to ask you, first off, I know you didn't play for Gary Pinkle, but obviously you know, he took over a couple months before you left. Your thoughts on him retiring and where that program is as he retires versus where it was when you left Columbia back in 99 or 2000?
Oh, I mean, night and day. I mean, not obviously they're in a different conference, but they're competing in that conference. You know, they're in the SEC championship game. I believe it was two times. And, I mean, they're talked about. You know, they have, the way they pump guys into the NFL, I used to never run into a guy after a game who was from Missouri. Now it's like a regular occurrence when I was playing, you know, so that's cool. And it just feeds upon itself, and that's the program he built. And, you know, it definitely helps Barry stepping into that situation to keep that ball moving. And it's up to him to do it. But, I mean, Barry had a heck of a program going on here, and pumping dudes out and recruiting machine and winning, and it's just cool to see.
Yeah, two quick ones. You mentioned bumping into players after the game. And I don't care what position it is, if it's a guy that you went head to head with or a quarterback on the other side of the ball, whatever, who's the best player you were ever on a field with in the NFL?
Everybody's always going to say quarterback, this or that. Tom Brady, the way he did his deal, it was impressive. I mean, the way he ran the line of scrimmage, got in and out of plays. I mean, even in the NFL, you could tell he was doing it at a different level. And defensively, you know, there's some dudes that have just been unbelievable. And a couple years got to play with him. Alden, when he was doing his deal, Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis. It was fun playing with those guys. And they were kind of at the top of their game there for a couple of years when we were playing pretty good. So, I mean, it was just cool to see how those guys operate and work and go about their business. And it was just fun to see those guys in action.
Is Jim Harbaugh as intense and insane as he appears to be on the sideline during a game?
You know, he is intense, this and that. But as far as he was a cool, approachable guy. It's not like he yelled or anything. I mean, we just stayed out on the practice field a lot, and we got it right. And I think his biggest asset to us when he came in was, you know, let's not win the division. You know, he's talking about NFC championships, Super Bowls, and, you know, we started winning, and you started believing in that. You know, no coach likes to talk about that because it's too lofty of a goal. You fall short, you get fired. Right. And that's what they're all afraid of, is getting fired all the time. And he did. He did not care. He did not care if he got fired, and ended up getting fired because of it. And
like most of them do.
What the players loved about him is he kind of had the middle finger up to everybody and just go play ball. And he took care of if you played ball for him.
All right. Last thing. This is probably a pretty difficult question to answer, but I don't care if it's the NFL, going back to Missouri, or going back to Jeff City. Is there a memory, a game, anything that stands out to you above everything else in your playing days?
At Missouri?
Any place. I mean, whether it's a game you got to play in or going back to college, even going back winning a state title in high school, whatever it might be, kind of what you remember above everything.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's pretty cliche. It's what everybody always says. But the main, really, when I just think about it, right off the top of my head, the first thing I always remember is after a big win or something like that, of an away game, climbing back on the plane and just having a good time with the guys. And everybody's got their iPads out, watching the game on the way back and, you know, messing with the dude if he gets pancakes or not, and or if he had a good play. And, I mean, that's what I remember. I mean, that was the fun stuff. When you won, it was awesome. And when you lost, it was depressing. You know, that's getting into the old bipolarism of football. But that's what I loved, is just that. And it was cool.
Yeah, well, Justin, I appreciate it, man. It is a nice day to get the kids outside on the farm, so I'm going to let you enjoy that. But thanks for taking some time, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good day. Justin Smith, former Missouri Tiger, Cincinnati Bengal, San Francisco 49er. Listen, Justin doesn't do a lot of interviews. In fact, I'm not sure that he's done anything locally since he retired a year ago. So definitely appreciate him taking some time. It is not every day that you get to talk to a possible NFL Hall of Famer, although he certainly downplayed the chances of that. You know, just kind of a personal memory. Justin Smith was probably the first really great football player. Well, I wouldn't say that, but he was one of the first really great football players I ever saw play in person. Because when I was in college, I did get to intern and cover some games that Marcus Allen played in and things like that. So I'd seen great players. But Justin Smith, when I was living in South Dakota shortly after I'd graduated, I believe this would have been the 99 game. They played in Boulder, Colorado. I drove down and met my family, and we went to the game in Colorado. And I saw Justin Smith defend the option, and he tackled the quarterback, and the quarterback pitched the ball, and then he got up and he tackled the running back for a loss. That doesn't happen often. That was when you kind of knew Justin Smith might have a little something that other guys don't have. I also remember covering the state championship game when he and Kirk Farmer and Justin Gage and guys like that were at Jeff City. Justin, I think, was still in high school at that point, and you kind of knew when you watched that team, he was the Division I player. He was the NFL player on the field. He just kind of stood out. And, again, certainly appreciate Justin taking some time. It's a little bit of a divergence from, you know, hey, coaching searches and recruiting and who's Barry Odom going to hire and all that. We've been covering all that. But again, had a chance to get Justin Smith on the podcast. Thought it was important not only to talk to him about, hey, would he ever want to coach, which it doesn't sound like he has any interest in doing that right now, but just he is one of the legends of this program. If you kind of delineate in the Missouri program, I'd say there's three periods. There's like up to 1983 when they were good to great. There's 83 to 97 where they might as well not have existed. And then there's 97 to today. And that is, you know, with the two-year interruption where obviously Larry Smith, it kind of fell apart at the end. But 97 to today is the renaissance of Missouri football. It's this thing came back. And Justin Smith was the first guy in that, really. Now, I understand there were some older guys, Barry Odoms included, who were on campus and were a big part of that in that 97 bowl team. But Justin Smith, 98 to 2000, he was the first great player to come out of Missouri. And Corby Jones was a great college player, and there were some other really good college players. But Justin Smith was the first guy that went to the NFL from the University of Missouri, and everybody knew who he was, and everybody knew he was from Mizzou. And if you want to talk about this as D-line Zoo and all the great players and all the first-rounders, that was the guy that started it. He was the first one. And without him, maybe a lot of the other stuff still happens because Gary Pinkel rebuilt it and all that. But you can't talk about Sheldon Richardson and Alden Smith and Ziggy Hood and all these guys without going back first to Justin Smith. Once again, thanks to Justin for joining us from the farm, I believe, down in Holt Summit. And, you know, a little insight to what he's doing now. And with that, we will certainly get back to recruiting, assistant coaches, all that. The curators, by the end of the day tomorrow, we expect will have approved some sort of an agreement with Barry Odom. We've been told that hopefully we will get that information by the end of the week. When that happens, recruiting runs through Sunday, official visitors on campus. Next week, dead period. We think we'll hear some coaching news. So that's what's coming up. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will have probably one more next Thursday, prior to taking a couple weeks off for Christmas, New Year's, and all that. But thanks for listening. Be back in a week.